There's a collision between two powerful forces heading our way. Let me give you two data points. Number one, we are 6 months from a time when millions of baby boomers will enroll in Medicare. One listener says people love this program.
I've been a physician assistant and provided health care for over 30 years in both public and private funded clinics. Medicare has been consistently respected by the doctors and patients I work with.
But here's the problem with the respect for Medicare. Here's the second data point for you. The number of doctors refusing to take new Medicare patients is now at an all-time high. In New York alone, about 1,100 doctors have left the Medicare program, and even the Medical Society president is not taking new Medicare patients. The confrontation between the need for Medicare among the public and paying for it in Washington. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, June 21st, summer solstice, longest day of the year, and officially now summer.
And we're going to discuss what that means for Medicare, long summer days for doctors, and refusal of taking Medicare patients is a serious issue here in New York. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but let's get a check in the morning's top news stories around the nation. Every day must feel like the longest day of the year for BP. This morning, the company says it's spent $2 billion on the Gulf oil spill so far, and that doesn't include the $20 billion fund it agreed to set up last week. How much oil has gushed out so far? If you imagine a tank atop a football field, it'd have to be 10 stories high to fit what has leaked out so far. Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser tells CBS News this morning.
It's a fight every day, and it's a battle that we're slowly losing.
Today, public health officials and scientists are gathering in New Orleans to talk about the potential long-term health effects on the region.
The number of doctors refusing new Medicare patients, as we said, at an all-time high now. The American Medical Association blames low government payment rates. Joining us now is Dr. Herbert Pardes. He's the president and CEO of the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
We are about to enter into an area where more people than perhaps ever before, millions of baby boomers, are going to be trying to enroll in the Medicare program. Are they going to be able to find doctors who will treat them?
Well, it's going to be a challenge because, as you say, there are more people entering Medicare. And on the other hand, there's a shortage of doctors and also a problem with the fees that Medicare allows. In addition, people who take Medicare, doctors who take Medicare, are prohibited from taking a somewhat higher fee from their paying patients because that's illegal. So the doctor is kind of trapped. And I think it is a concern as to whether there will be adequate number of doctors to take care of people, given the projections regarding the number of new people who will be in Medicare.
Well, Dr. Herbert Pardes, we're going to be talking with you more about doctors who say they're being forced out of private practice. Stay with us.
NATO says one of its helicopters went down in southern Afghanistan this morning, killing three Australian and one American soldier. In southern Iraq, hundreds of people have taken to the streets to protest lengthy power outages. Riot police had to break up crowds in several cities.
The man accused of planting a bomb in Times Square will appear in a New York court today. Faisal Shahzad is expected to enter a plea to 10 terrorism and weapons charges. And Northern Ireland's Graham McDowell outlasted golf's biggest stars to win the U.S. Open, the first European to win in 40 years. Taking a look at the markets, the Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,450. The S&P opens at 1,117. The NASDAQ at 2309. We're going to be talking about what it's like to raise a family when you've got mental illness involved, especially among one of the parents. Literary couple Michael Chabon and Ayelet Waldman join us with their story later on this hour. And we're also going to check in on the agenda. And as always, we want to hear about your agenda for the week. Is there a story you're watching for? Give us your headline. Text the word TAKE to 69866 and get the conversation started.
Coming up in a few minutes, the thought behind doctors refusing Medicare patients. That's coming up.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.